in this powerful story, perhaps there's something for us, either with regard to the man who had been ill for 38 years, watching people cured in the pool, at least trying, and time again, cannot get what he wants for lack of his own ability. And then enters Jesus. After 38 years in the same spot, wanting something he couldn't give himself. And you have the Pharisees. There they were. Couldn't even see the good thing that had happened. They were so fixated on the way they saw things, and they can't rejoice. Somebody who'd been there 38 years was cured, and it passes right by them. And they're upset. And they want to kill Jesus. Because a man was carrying his mat on the Sabbath after having just been cured of an illness that had paralyzed him for 38 years. Oh, the righteous. How difficult they were to Jesus and his work. So, I think there's times in our lives where, and maybe now, where we're like the crippled man, where for some long time, something has plagued us that we just can't fix on our own. But like the man, he still wanted to be well. He didn't stop desiring that good thing. And he stayed there, desiring it, wanting it, until the one who could do it came. And then he rejoiced. Do you want to be well? Sir, you know I want to be well, but I just can't do it myself. Ah, good. Enter Jesus, Savior of the universe, Savior of our souls. And there are times where maybe we're more likened to the self-righteous Jews of the day, who, because of some fixation of our own, we can't appreciate the extraordinary work that Jesus is doing in others. And it makes us sad, which we call envy, where our will impedes the goodness or our ability to see the goodness that Jesus is doing in others. So whether we're laying there 38 years ill, Jesus says, do you want to be well? Yes, do it for us. Or if we find ourselves on the side of the self-righteous, envious, angry, Jesus asked us too, do you want to be well? And I hope the response is the same, yes, make me well, so I can see your good works, trust in them, and be saved by them. Amen.